And I want to remind you, before you close the eyes, experience this situation, look around and experience it as a whole. So that you feel present, and when you feel present, then please close the eyes. Now we are going into the inner silence meditation. We're sitting here, you're experiencing the surroundings through your ears. Tuning into the surroundings. Experiencing all sounds that are there, not sounds that you are expecting to hear, only the ones that you hear without any effort. But you hear them all. The mind wants to maybe listen just to one sound, but you include everything that your ears hear. So you have an experience of the whole environment, all the sounds, all together. All around awareness of sounds. You don't have to name them, you just experience them. You experience yourself. I'm the one listening. I listen. All the sounds. Your mind is as large as far as you can hear. The whole quarter here in this part of town. All together, all the sounds. When you listen, it's in a neutral manner. You're not valuing the sounds, good or bad. No, you just hear everything. And time and again, the insight, I'm the one listening. I listen. All the sounds. Everything you hear as a whole. And time and again, I listen. I'm the one listening. There are sounds nearby, there are sounds far away, all together. to experience everything as a whole. That's why you hear them all together. You don't go into details in the sense of taking one sound at a time. No, all sounds together. But of course, it's different sounds. It's not just a gray background sound. It consists of many different sounds. When you practice this first part of the meditation, at one point, the mind will be satisfied. The mind needs to know where you are. The mind needs to know about your surroundings, and it gives you a kind of security, a feeling of that you can sit here undisturbed once you have experienced the sound. And it allows you to go on into the meditation without being disturbed by the sounds that are there. But the mind will be satisfied at one point, and then it wants to go somewhere else. And when that happens, you let it go, and then you turn to watching the mind instead. Therefore, when you do it on your own, it will happen more or less by itself. When I guide, of course, I have to choose when to go on to the second part, where you watch the activity of your mind. But your experience from this first part helps you to experience the thoughts in the same way as you experience the sounds. They're there, they come and go, sometimes even more than one at a time, or in very quick succession. Sometimes more slow. You don't try to influence the mind, not at all. You don't evaluate what is happening, but you experience it. You know you're the one experiencing this. In the same way as you were the one listening to the sounds. You let the mind do whatever it wants. Things come and go. And you are the one watching it. There is no attempt to control anything or even to evaluate or judge anything. You just experience. That's why it's called neutral. Watching the mind. It happens, of course, that you forget that you're meditating, maybe, and you get really caught up in a thought. And when you realize that, then you return to the one witnessing the mind. I am experiencing this. Anything that happens, you know, you don't let something happen unnoticed. That's the only thing, but you don't influence. You have the feeling that you're not thinking, you're the one experiencing. But the thought goes on by themselves. The moods, states, emotions, anything that catches your attention. When you have this kind of attitude, then you cannot judge what happens. You are not trying to say to yourself, this I want to experience in the meditation. Oh, this I can't. This doesn't belong to meditation. Whatever happens, clever thoughts, stupid thoughts, strong emotions, moods, ups and downs, doesn't matter. You're the one experiencing it. Right now. For instance, that which you are thinking about now. No, but I'm not that. I'm the one experiencing it. After all, thoughts come and go. And when a thought comes, it stays for a while and then it's gone. But you're still here. You're not the thought. From my teacher, one of the first instructions I heard was, I'm not the thinker, I am the seer. Not involved, but able to see. Being a seer can be a very powerful tool. But today we are just being introduced. All we need to do is let the mind do whatever it likes and observe it in a neutral manner. You don't try to suppress anything, you don't cling to anything, any mood, any state, emotion, thought. I'm the one experiencing it. That which you're thinking right now. And now, watching the activity of the mind that you train yourself in just watching the thoughts. You don't go looking for anything that is not there. You don't dig to find some emotion to look at. Only what comes by itself. This is not to get introvert or to involve yourself in thoughts. It's just to observe what is passing by. Allow it, accept it, and observe it. You don't keep it at arm's length. It may even touch you in your heart sometimes. But you don't judge it. You don't cling to it, and you don't fight it. You let it happen the way it does. I am not the thinker. I am the seer. This is when we let the thoughts come by themselves. This step has been called spontaneous thinking because we don't choose the thoughts. They come by themselves. We are just not watching. When we go to the next part, then we choose a thought. We do something else to the mind. A thought of your own choice. Any subject, any thought, choose one and stay with it for a while, let it develop. And only that thought that you have chosen, you stay with. If other thoughts come, you ignore them. Or you can also say you return to this object you have chosen. One thought. Please choose one and stay with it until I give the signal to stop it. There are three things involved in this. You choose a thought, and that's what you're doing right now. Then you are staying with it. That's also something you do consciously. Any subject, the first, the best. And then you drop it. Then you stop it. Let go of that thought and sit for a little while doing absolutely nothing. Just sitting. No thinking, just sitting. Is it possible? Yes, it is. And if a thought comes, ignore it and just return to no thinking. Then choose another thought. This time I will suggest a subject. I'd like you to remember one of the recent days in the weekend, maybe, that you have been going for a walk. Choose where you started the walk. Maybe you went out of a door of a house, or out of a car, or a train. And then remember the walk, where you went. Just that, nothing else. What you saw, not what you didn't see. Don't overdo it. You don't have eyes in the back of the head. Remember what you saw, where you were, what you did, that's all. And only that. Other thoughts are not welcome now. It's important to start the walk at a place so you know exactly where it starts. So then let the things come to you, and only what you saw, nothing else. Going for a walk. Other thoughts are ignored. And the third thing you do is you stop it. Cut. And again you sit, no thinking. Just sitting. No planning, no memory, no reaction, no thinking. Let's take one more thought. This one you choose yourself. Give it to the mind and see what the mind comes up with. Or help the mind along. A thought of your own choice. Now no other thoughts. In case you lose it, then consciously return to the subject. You can remember how far you got, continue from there. And then, right in the middle of it, stop it. Again, sit a little while, doing absolutely nothing, except sitting. No thinking. Experience it as a peaceful experience. You don't have to be thinking, you don't have to take a stand for or against or anything, just sitting quiet. Then experience yourself as the one who has experienced this. You are here, you're sitting here, you have experienced the different parts of the meditation, and now you experience sitting here, being here. Experience it as a rest. You rest in yourself. You don't have to do anything else. During the day, during life, we are active, but now when we meditate on here at the end, experience resting in yourself, being yourself. And of course, if you forget, then return to yourself and again experience resting in yourself. Om Tat Sat. When you feel ready, slowly come out of the meditation. Come out by gradually sensing the surroundings, and when you open the eyes, also experience the whole situation. For a little while after you have opened the eyes, sit quietly and experience everything around you as one situation, as one whole. All of us, yourself, everything, this situation.